Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and today the topic of the day is healthy boundaries. It's been a theme coming up all over the place. What are your boundaries, and do you have any, and what are you protecting? That's really the first point, right? What are we protecting with boundaries? What are we putting boundaries around? You're the most important thing and a precious, precious gem to be cherished and honored and protected. So that's what we're protecting. Oh, this topic made me go in so many different directions. You figure, okay, boundaries, right? All right, fine. We can talk about that. But I don't want to give you what magazines or little 10 ways to have healthy boundaries. This is spirit therapy, so let's do it spirit therapy style. Well, two rituals come up. Not really rituals, more like exercises or rituals. I guess it depends on how deep you really want to go with it. But I'd say before we get into us and protecting ourselves and the people around us and having healthy boundaries and also in love relationships, I'll get into that in the second half. But let's first just put it out there with protecting our home and our space. And making centering and grounding, anchoring into our space. So it can be our room or our house or our boundaries of our entire property. But there are the four corners, which we call in. If you've done any kind of rituals, you know that most of them start with calling in the four corners. And then acknowledging spirit, which is in everything. So you can do it deep or slightly, depending on how you want to do it. I'm not going to go into the whole ritual here. You can, I'm sure, find out more about what are the properties of the four corners. But the best thing to do is to acknowledge each corner, south, north, east, west, and either tune in with them, who's in my watchtower here, who is my protector of the south corner, the east corner, south, north, and west. And, or you can just do parameters in your head. You close your eyes and you see the four points making a square. Boom, 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 boom. And we're standing in light and we are in our own area that is full of love, full of light, full of our protectors and our angels, and our parameters are set, and nothing can penetrate that is not invited. So it's great to burn white sage or Palo Santo wood to cleanse the area. It's really good to do once a month, once a week, as often as you want, because it kind of gives you a clear space to start with. So let's start with that. Maybe through my words, you've walked yourself through it and feeling being in your own space. It's hard to talk on these things for different levels, right? Because I see Gia in here and she knows all about these things. Ooh, she just wrote circular or elliptical spheres. Well, that's going to be my little 2-minute meditation that we'll do before the the song. So, but let me get to the point here. So once we've had our space and we've acknowledged our space, then we can actually go into ourself and what it is that we're protecting here. What are our boundaries? When you're in your comfortable place, you can then feel around, like, what is your feeling of yourself? And it's good to cleanse out the dark corners in yourself, even just energetically, so that you can form a sphere around yourself. Well, the sphere is begging to be said, so I guess we're not going to wait for it. Gia says, they say that sage burning kills bacteria. Well, I didn't know that, but that makes sense. It definitely can clear your whole headspace. It's really an amazing thing, that white sage. So, boundaries. Well, you know, I think I'm having a little bit of a hard time with this topic because I have been all about not having boundaries up, like towards really tuning in with spirit and really letting spirit talk through me. So let's talk about that, because maybe you are on the same page. You know, you're getting in touch with a lot of things that are up and above and beyond, different realms of yourself. And so because of that, that it is really important to have boundaries around your personal person so that you can stay protected and grounded. So I'm getting this visual of, like, you know, those shower curtains that go all the way around and the top is open so that the water can come through and flow and have air. So that's kind of what we're talking about here. So let's talk about the bubble up. Should we do the bubble up? Oh, it's so good before the song. Let's just wait for the song. I'll tell you how to do it. But the concept of having energetic boundaries, you know, we don't want to have something that feels like a prison or just random willy-nilly lines that are over here on our property, and only when it comes to this, I say you can't cross here. You know, all these different rules or different stop signs. That's not what spirit therapy boundaries are about. It's more about creating a protective film around you so that you can stay in your own good feeling and loving light. So, so staying within your boundaries, but opening up, having things that can flow through and come through to you. There was this one picture that I found. It's about healthy boundaries. It's like a perforated line around you, and it's consistent. There's space for things to come in, but there's a clear boundary. And then there's ones that are limited and non-existent. So big chunks are missing, so anything can come breezing through. And then there's a loose or porous boundary. I think of that as sort of like, you know, whichever way the wind blows, then, you know, today I'm cool with this, tomorrow I'm not. You know, I am totally doing this, I will never do this. And then, well, but on Tuesdays I kind of do this, or I do this all day, you know, things like that. That's not really boundaries. That's sort of like making blanket statements, like every day according to your whim. And then the last one is the rigid wall, which is just totally closed in. And I think that a lot of us, because maybe we haven't had boundaries before, when we think of boundaries, we think of the wall. And I think it's good to know where the wall is and how to put up the wall when it's necessary, but to also remember to take it down because, you know, we don't like prison, either physical or energetic. So So it's good to, you know, if you're in some sort of hardcore situation where you really need to bubble up and you need to maybe mirror up, I mean, that's like a really hardcore thing where you put a bubble around you in your mind's eye and then put mirrors or one mirror or the whole thing mirror. And so if you have negativity coming towards you, you will bounce it. It will bounce back to them, and anything that they're bringing to you will go directly to them. And but the thing is, you know, people, it's amazing what these energy exercises can do, because people can get really angry when they see themselves. And, you know, God knows what's going to happen. So, like, you know, know what you're doing if you're going to work with the mirror thing, and definitely take it down, because, you know, energy can't flow through that. You've put up a barrier. And that's one thing that I'm noticing more and more, is that spirit, especially, well, all spirit, needs permission. They need permission to work with you. I mean, we're a lot stronger than we realize that we are, like, in terms of energy. Like, we need to invite in our spirit guides and our angels. They're always going to be around us if they're our peoples, but they can't do certain things without your consent and you, you know, holding out a hand to reach theirs. So, Gia's writing. Let's see what she says. Extreme boundary, tight ass, full of you know what. Just had to put that in because that is my fear to be that. Exactly. It's like not, to me, that's not boundaries. That's walls. If you're just a tight ass and everything is, and then she wrote, I am the room full of mirrors, Jimi Hendrix style. Amazing that you say that, because I thought that Jimmy might have the answer for our song today. But we're not. We're going with Tracy Chapman. Okay, so let's do the bubble up. And then I can get my head straight here into these boundaries. So, close your eyes. Take a breath. And say your name. I am, and state your full name. Anyone who is not your name, you, please step out of my circle now. Did I say to put up your bubble of circle? Because put up your bubble of circle. Here you are in your bubble. And I am Nicole Alessandra Tomasini. Anything that is not Nicole Alessandra Tomasini, get out of my bubble now. Please exit my bubble now. And just by saying those words, you can feel that there's a difference. It's just you in here. And feel how that feels for as long as you like. And then eventually, it's a good idea to invite back in your guides and angels. So then we say, I now invite my loving guides, spirit guides, angels, to come back into my circle and to be with me on my day and guide me through my journey. But you can see the difference where you are out of the, there's just you in the bubble, and then inviting in your people. And it's a good thing to do if you've been around all kinds of others and energies. Because, you know, things attach to you, especially if you're walking with a lot of love and light. So I hope that was clear. And our song today, Tracy Chapman, talking about a revolution. I chose this song because it is. It's a revolution. It's a revolution of self and finding out who you are and containing yourself in your boundaries and learning what your power is. You know, that feeling of being in your bubble, just you in your bubble, and then having your guides and angels. That's a power place to be. So let's listen to Tracy. It's a live recording of Talking About a Revolution. See you in 2.5.
talking about a revolution sound. Don't you know, ho, talking about a revolution sound. While they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, they're talking about a revolution sound. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run, 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 run. Finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment line, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, they're talking about a revolution sound. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, oh no.
I mean, what song do you choose for Boundaries? And I go with Revolution. You can see why I'm like trying to put myself into a box to talk about Boundaries, and it's not happening. It's not happening. And I also see, during listening to Tracy, I realize why I'm a little, I feel a little flustered. Is that, you know, we're out of Mercury retrograde, and I'm such an Aries that I want to spring forward and do everything right now. And this past week has been a lot of movement for many people. And so there's so much new information and all these things, and we're still in Gemini, so we're thinking about it, but then we're going to start feeling about it. So we're in a very interesting place now. So let's talk about boundaries to sort of contain your universe, because that's really what's happening with a lot of us. If you're getting headaches or feeling like instantly tired for like no apparent reason, it's so much new energy. And so that's really what it should be about here, is the bubble that is malleable and contains sort of like an atmosphere. Oh, such a good analogy. Atmosphere, like an ionosphere that contains us so that we can have weather on the inside and day and night and cosmic rays and all the new information that is opening up in us and around us. So something kind of has to contain it, like... So that bubble up that we did, any kind of bubble up where you feel yourself literally in some sort of light bubble that is just yours, that encompasses, you know, is bigger than your body, but containable, you know. And so so that idea and concept will really help us to be able to assimilate these things and understand what's ours and what somebody else's. That's really the reason for a boundary. including what is spirit saying to us and what are we saying to us. Like, that's another thing. If you're like super psychic and you've got a lot of people talking to you, or if you didn't realize how psychic you were and all of a sudden realize that you, it's not you having these thoughts, it's spirit telling you things, you know, that, to be able to work with that, but still know where you are, where is your center and your grounding. So the most important thing is getting a feeling for who you are and what your good feeling place is. Where is your love and light center? And then if anything comes in that is not that, like the Debbie Downers that come in and are just like, oh, complain-a-rama, or just negative talk, and you go, you know, if you're at work or it's your friend, you can't really walk away, be like, nope, sorry. If you can't walk away, there has to be some sort of buffer there, because the person probably also doesn't realize that they're doing it. But it's not something that you need to really incorporate into your vibration. So the minute that happens, you just go, whoop, bubble up. We always need to know where our bubble is. And using the bubble we did last week of I am love, I am light, I am always protected in love and light. And then your bubble is up. So when you feel that, you can kind of put up like your Archangel Michael shield, just like, la la la, da-da-da-da. And he said, and I was, and you take the shield and just go, whoop. Go ahead, keep talking, because clearly you need to get it out, but I don't need to internalize it. So, whoop, shielded. I think that's a really good thing. And if you're connected with Archangel Michael, you can ask him to come and help you. You know, you don't have to ask him for all these moments unless you really want to. But, you know, you can come home if after a day of, you know, a lot of people were spouting all kinds of, you know, throwing their monkey dirt around. You can go, Archangel Michael, please come and cut off all these ties and ropes and any kind of energies that these people dumped onto my person. And please release them. And with love and light, do what you do. And I always see him do some sort of like Yoda dance around me. Woof, 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 woof. And then it's all done. So that's really important. I guess, you know, maybe we'll pick up with this next week about, you know, how do we really process like all of this incredible energy and still stay grounded in ourselves and be able to transmute and assimilate all of this new information. So one thing I wanted to say, especially before we leave, is love relationships. And if you are in a new one, it's a whole different ballgame right now. And there is great opportunity to be able to start something really beautiful and anchored in a foundation that is comfortable for all parties. A lot of times in the beginning, we're so excited and there's a need and a want and a desire. All of these things click on, sing, and we can lose our boundaries and ourself in that. So if we can take good steps in the beginning, you know, we can't, you don't want to dampen things because it's a beautiful place to be in. But to remember that, you know, not to say yes all the time just to try to be nice, or because you don't want to make any kind of waves or be seen as like difficult. The more that we're really honest and upfront about who we are and what we like and don't like in the beginning is how absolutely beautiful our relationships will be when that is the foundation and we've had some time to really build them and grow them. So, you know, again, I could do a whole show on it, but it's yet another parallel of two energies coming in that we need to learn how to incorporate together, ourselves and another, me and my daily life and this new excitement that I feel for this person that has walked into my life and now is half or is consuming my thoughts. So that's where some boundaries, I think those are really healthy boundaries and boundaries that will help the planet. If you are a person that have really done your work and grounded into yourself and moving and grooving with whatever comes your way, and you manifest somebody that's doing that the same thing in their own way, I mean, these are what legends are made of, like Isis and Osiris and, you know, Mary and Joseph and, you know, these couples that work together really, really well through anything. So I feel that very strongly. And but the beginning is really important. And if you're already in one and there's some problems there, you know, miscommunication or maybe misrepresentation that is now coming back to bite you or somebody else in the ass, you know, there may need to be an acknowledgement of, okay, we've done these things this way. This part's great, but these right here are clearly not working. So how about we start afresh and we go, okay, let's see where each of us are on these topics and, you know, start something new. But it can't have pressure and you can't feel like you're doing rules and you can't be like, okay, you know, I'm doing this new thing with my husband and we're not going to say certain words. You know, that's a box. That's not a boundary. I don't know what that is. But it may seem like that a little bit, but sometimes just with a conversation, you know, it doesn't have to be discussed again. It doesn't have to become a thing. Just, here I am, here you are, how about we do it this way? Yes? Great. Yes. Okay. And like this. Okay. Fantastic. Boom. And that's the end of the conversation. And see what happens. And then all the work is the inner work. It's in there. So, yeah. Yeah. Daughters of Isis, pick of the week, real quick. Archangel Michael, spray, really good for boundaries. Because it's about working with spirit to help you with the boundaries so you don't have to be walking around in a box all the time. You know, just acknowledge that I would like a boundary of myself that breathes and moves and flows just like I do. And dragon's blood, because that's the cleanser of all cleansers. And anything that has attached to you and is unnecessary can be cleansed out just like that. Yeah. So you can find Daughters of Isis at daughtersofisis.com. I use the website like a library. You know, you punch in what you want into the search. You can do some exploring, but it's a lot there. But anyway, a lot of goodness. I'm just saying, there's a Dewey Decimal System. Anyway, daughtersofisis.com. If you would like a spirit therapy session with me, you can find me at spirittherapy.nyc. I'm going to start using that one because it's a lot easier to say. spirittherapy.nyc, or you can give us a call at 646-919-0540. Learning all kinds of marketing and new things. It's so many new things. Amazing. Wow, yeah. Kia says box versus boundary. That's what this show has been all about. So we may do a round two next week or something picking up from here, but it's been a great journey with you guys, and I feel 1,000 times more grounded after this show. So, yeah. All right. Well, love yourself. Love yourself so you can love the world. That's really what my slogan's all about. Love yourself so that you have a nice bubble around yourself so that you can love the world, and anything that you don't want or is unwanted or necessary can just bounce right off and be transmuted into glorious love and light. Love and light always wins, because once it shines in the room, it takes over. So be the love and the light. It will always protect you and give you boundaries. And have fun. Have a great week. It's going to be a very exciting week. Remember to stay grounded. Remember, where's the floor? There it is. And you'll be just fine. All right. Peace and love and brightness to all of you. Good night.